This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Agriculture loves biofuels, such as ethanol from corn and diesel from soybeans. The EPA is also pushing biofuels. They're seen as cleaner burning. Emissions from burning the fuels create a lot less greenhouse gases, which contribute to climate change, than fossil fuels such as oil. All good, right? Well, all those claims might be hyped just a bit. Joining us is John DiCicco. He's a research professor at the University of Michigan Energy Institute. So your research finds that these claims about the biofuels might be a little overblown. So what do you know that the EPA does not know or is ignoring?
I think overblown is perhaps putting it mildly. In reality, claims that biofuels reduce greenhouse gas emissions compared to using petroleum are just flat out wrong, and they come from, I would say, a tragic misunderstanding on the part of a lot of people, well-meaning people who've looked at these issues over the years. Now, EPA is in a bind on this issue because the mandate for biofuel use is something that came out of Congress, started in 2005, was expanded in 2007 under President Bush. And it's required more and more biofuel, primarily corn ethanol, to be blended into our motor fuel every year. That policy was not passed and promoted by the Bush administration in 2007 out of deep concern about global warming. It was passed, waving the flag around energy security, concern about foreign oil, and because, of course, it's great for certain parts of the agricultural economy, in particular corn and soybean growers, and the trade associations of the corporations that make biofuels. So that's the real reason it's there. And a green gloss was kind of put on it, unfortunately accepted by a lot of well-meaning people, even environmental advocates, who thought that biofuels would be greener than petroleum fuels.
Well, it makes sense until you look at the energy required to produce ethanol or biodiesel. We've looked at it for years on the Environment Report and found case after case after case where there's almost as much energy put into making ethanol as ethanol provides. Biodiesel does a little better with soybeans, but there's a very thin margin there. And as far as your study on greenhouse gas emissions, I can imagine if you incorporate everything that goes into making something like that, it's a no-win situation.
Well, that's right. But you know, the problem is actually deeper than that. People have been debating the energy input and output for making biofuel for more than a generation. What's different about my work is that I look rigorously at not just the energy, but the carbon balance. And that's what makes the issue not ambiguous in the sense of what happens to the atmosphere.
Yeah,
well, chemistry tells us when biofuels are burned, the same amount of CO2 comes out the tailpipe as when you burn a fossil fuel. All fuels contain carbon. In some sense, carbon is the fuel of life. Carbos, carbohydrates. We burn it in our bodies for energy. We burn fuels for energy to power our cars, trucks, airplanes, and so on. And whenever you burn a carbon-based fuel, you emit CO2, whether it's you exhaling or a car exhaling through its tailpipe. So if biofuels were to have a benefit, it's not when they're burned. The benefit can only come if when the crops are grown, more CO2 gets removed from the air than would otherwise be removed. And this is the part that everyone has missed. Congress told EPA to use a method that deliberately, in some sense, ignores whether or not you're actually removing more carbon from the air, the cornfields or soybean fields, where the crops are grown. And of course, if you have a soybean field sitting here this year, you're taking corn to use for food and feed, goes into your hamburgers or your Fritos, it's removing a certain amount of CO2 from the air, that cornfield to grow the corn. If next year you take that same corn and use it to run your car, you ask, well, has the cornfield pulled more carbon out of the air to grow the same kind of corn? The answer is no. That means there's zero offset of the biofuel emissions at the tailpipe. which means the first basic condition is no benefit. Then you add on all the energy and other impacts that people have been fretting over. And it's not that it's ambiguous, a close call. It's that the biofuel is much worse.
So when do we stop pretending that this is such a boon to the fuel economy, to the reduction of foreign imports? I mean, we've done more with drilling, whether it's fracking or any other kind, to reduce foreign imports than ethanol will ever do. Plus, ethanol gets less miles per gallon than petroleum products. So when are we going to stop pretending that this is the great savior of our energy sector and actually realize that we've got problems here that just aren't going to be solved by turning corn and soybeans into
fuel? That's right. Well, I wish I knew when, because this really is a political question. I like to point out, those of us in the energy area all sort of perked up when Ted Cruz won the Iowa caucuses while not fully endorsing ethanol. I mean, he in fact stayed true to his articulated principles of no mandates and thought the mandate should be phased out. So he was the one candidate who didn't essentially kowtow to the corn gods in the way that politicians from either party have been doing for decades. So whether that's a sign that maybe people in Congress are going to start rethinking this mandate that they established, I think we can only hope.
John DiCicco is a research professor at the University of Michigan Energy Institute. Thanks for talking with us.
Sure thing.